the Patterns of Distinction Security Matters 2019 conference is just around the corner. It's happening April 9th at Murray State University's Kerr Center. And here to preview it with me is Murray State's Director for the Center for Telecommunication Systems Management, Michael Ramage. Welcome back, Michael.
It is great to be here. Thank you for having me back.
It seems like literally every time I blink, we're previewing a Security Matters conference.
We have been doing Security Matters now. This is the 12th year for Security Matters.
So what are you excited about this year at the conference?
Well, CFSB approached us literally 12 years ago about hosting this conference, and the goal of the conference then is really similar to what the goal is now. It is, what are the threats that small business IT professionals are seeing today, and how can we inform community leaders, community technology professionals about those threats to better protect them in cyberspace? And what's amazing is the threats evolving, the threats are different, but the threats are still there. This year we have, you know, again, in my from my perspective, an exciting lineup of new topics, of new threats, of new ideas and that are still pertinent out there in cybersecurity.
So 12 years ago, you say the threats are still there, but are the threats completely different now than they were?
Absolutely. I mean, there's some of the same techniques. Ransomware, for example, wasn't something that people thought about 12 years ago. The hackers are smarter. The hackers are more sophisticated. There's more of them. But one of the big changes that's happened over 12 years is the motive of hackers. It's really about profit. It's about money. When it gets down to it, bad guys are looking at the same type of thing as good guys, and a cost-benefit analysis. Is it worth our time to attack your business or you individually? For you and me, probably not. For a business, maybe.
So is your perception that hacking just for the novelty of hacking is kind of like past tense now?
There's still some of that out there. Back in the day, it was always about that bored high school student that didn't have anything else to do. I'm sure that still exists. I'm sure there are still those people out there that are just seeing if they can do it. Kevin Mitnick, he is what he calls himself is the world's most famous former hacker. He was back in the 90s is when he was hacking, and he would talk about doing it just to see if he could. He was an explorer, just trying to see if he could do it. That, while that may be part of the bad actors today, it's a very small segment. It is really, it's organized crime in many areas overseas. Organized crime that are trying to make money.
What about the leaders of the local businesses that you talk to about problems such as this? I'm guessing they take your advice a lot more seriously now than they did a decade ago.
Absolutely. They are, first of all, they are seeing the impact of these threats much more. But second, our regulations and our laws have gotten to a point where for many businesses, depending on the sector, whether it's healthcare, it's education, it's financial services, it's no longer an option to be concerned with cybersecurity. It's a requirement.
What do you think are there any region-specific threats that local small businesses need to be aware of, or are these type of attacks pretty homogenous across the board?
There, a lot of it is across the board. A lot of our threats come from overseas. But there are also threats, and actually this year, one of the topics that was requested was looking at physical security. So how do I protect physically my server room? It seems so simple, but you know, a lot of times businesses are so concerned about making sure they have the latest antivirus software or the latest firewall or you know whatever it might be, that they forget to actually put their server in a locked room.
That seems obvious, but I bet that's a fairly common issue.
And a lot of companies trust their employees. And, you know, we want to trust our employees, but our employees are, frankly, a threat from a cybersecurity perspective.
I would imagine when it comes to cybersecurity, that circle of trust should be very, very small.
It is. And there's a concept of defense in layers, separation of duties, that it is, you know, if you're a radio a DJ, you have no reason to be in the accounting system.
None so, whatsoever.
So if or an IT professional has no need to be in the accounting system. So why give them permission? So it's just some simple things that start from the physical security, but it all is under the umbrella of risk management. Let's just look at risk management, which actually happens to be one of our topics this year. It is something that is not exciting, that doesn't sound like fun, but it is and should be more than just a checkbox.
Every year we see a new crop of freshmen coming into Murray State, and are the coming classes of students much more technologically savvy than they would have been 5 or even 10 years ago?
Absolutely. It is when cybersecurity started, we actually taught our first classes on cybersecurity in the fall of 2001. So if you think about that, that was the semester that 9/11 happened. And for many organizations, security wasn't a topic until 9/11. They just didn't think about it. Obviously, it has grown significantly since then, but also back then, we didn't have the iPhone, we didn't have iPads, we didn't have technology at our fingertips like we do today. Because our students today have had it in their hands since they could walk, since they could crawl, they are much more familiar, and it really, it's a great challenge, but it challenges us to make sure that what we're educating them on is above and beyond and more advanced than what they already know.
I see 4 speakers listed for the conference. Will each of them be speaking on something different?
They will. We have 4 speakers this year. Our first speaker is Scott Ware. Scott is will be speaking on physical security. And then we will, our second speaker is talking about risk management. His name is Tyler Leet. He's the Director of Risk and Compliance for CSI. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And Lauren Prohl, who's actually Lauren and Tyler are both TSM graduates. Lauren will be talking about red team versus blue team. And basically, red team versus blue team is a concept of good guys versus bad guys in a controlled environment so that we know what we're doing. If we're going to respond to a threat, we need to experience that threat, so or that vulnerability or that breach.
So it's like an exercise?
It is an exercise. She's cool. Going to talk about it. She's not going to do it with the group. When you do a red team versus blue team, you have to make sure that you are absolutely controlling the environment, because if we want you to practice responding to a breach, then there's often cases out in the industry where you accidentally cause the breach.
It's like if the Army actually used live ammo accidentally in a war game.
Yes, it's the exact same thing. And then our last speaker is a topic that is really interesting and I'm excited about. A lot of folks have heard about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And first of all, it's fascinating. There is a lot of cryptocurrency companies that are around the country, and actually a few in our region that are mining for cryptocurrency even as we speak. But the underlying technology of cryptocurrency is called blockchain. And the blockchain technology has the potential to impact a lot of areas of technology. Without getting into a lot of detail, how we can trust and verify things, whether it's a health record or whether it is your signature, it really can change the way we do a lot of different technology applications in not just cybersecurity, but in across the board in a lot of sectors. And Tanya McKinney is going to come and share a little bit about what we can learn from cybersecurity, particularly blockchain's role in cybersecurity and how that can be applied to other sectors.
As a cybersecurity professional, what's the fear level for cryptocurrency as far as potential breaches that we didn't even imagine could have existed before?
Well, with cryptocurrency, for cybersecurity folks, there's really 2 perspectives. Fear, I don't think, is the right term. There is one that is a great excitement for cryptocurrency. And two is a skepticism of cryptocurrency, that there is some folks can't get enough of it. Other folks, it's a fad and it's going to go away. The reality is, you know, Bitcoin may not be around forever. There are tons of cryptocurrencies out there. And the whole idea of cryptocurrency is it is trying to, you know, if you went to the Minute Mart and bought a candy bar and paid a dollar, that dollar, unless somebody makes a note, will never be tracked back to you. It's not traceable. The whole idea of cryptocurrency is to take that cash idea and apply it in a digital world. So in theory, if you bought something with Bitcoin on the internet, it would not be traceable back to you. And so that concept is going to be around for a long time, at least from my perspective. Whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's some other currency, I don't know. I don't know what that answer is, but it's certainly going to be around.
Is there a pre-registration deadline? I mean, we're, 5 days away from the conference?
Sooner the better. How about that? if you're interested in the conference, first of all, it starts at 8:30. Registration begins at 8. It's in the third floor of the Curry Center. PODSecurityMatters.com is the website, and there's a link on there for registration. We will take registrations, even we'll take walk-ups, but we certainly want to make sure that we have enough programs, that we have enough name badges, just the logistics things that takes place. We're expecting a very large turnout. We actually, registration now is even higher than it's been in the last couple years. So we're expecting a great crowd. I would certainly encourage registration, and it's exciting. Actually, this year, DevSource is also one of our sponsors. And you know, the reason that they find this so valuable is that they're preaching the same messages to their clients, to the small businesses they work with, that these are the threats. These are what's going on, user education, risk management, physical security. All these things are important to small businesses. And you know, 12 years ago when we started Security Matters with CFSB, it was true. Today, it's as true as it's ever been.
It looks like it's going to be a fascinating conference again. Michael, thank you for coming by and previewing it with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Michael Ramage is Director for the Center for Telecommunications Systems Management here at Murray State University.